So many words in the Bible that can give us faith and hope, right? Right? The world could use a little more hope right now. A lot more faith. A lot more trust. We're all in the same boat, aren't we? Needing that more and more, no matter where we are on our life journey. Isn't it interesting that sometimes there's a collective consciousness of something that seems to be a problem or is a problem? And then all of a sudden, we realize we're all in this together, aren't we? None of us are safe from the things that are outside of us, are we? Where do we find our safety, though? In Jesus Christ, in God. And then there's always the question of how long does that feeling of safety and security and faith last? Depends, right? If we were to tell the truth. Am I right? Depends on what next news thing comes out. We can really get ourselves scared, can't we? Of course. It's a real problem. Illness is a real problem. Contagions are a real problem. Disease is a real problem. But we have a problem solver, don't we? We have God. And none of us are going to get out of here alive. Did you realize that? We're all in the same boat. Each and every one of us have a lifespan. Now, I don't know what my expiration date is. It doesn't say so on the back of my blouse here. I don't know. But I know where I'm going. Now, that's security, is it not? To know where you're headed later. And to know that we'll always be just like we are today, right now. You feel God's love, right? You can feel God's love. We're feeling it. We're knowing the Spirit is moving in us and through us and around us and everywhere we are. The Spirit of God, God's love is everywhere all the time. And that love is within us at all times. And there's nothing that can separate us from God's love, is there? Let's read it in Romans. I'm going to go backwards here. I know I put it last in the bulletin as the last scriptures, but I want to go there first because this is something we have to adhere to, remember, remind ourselves, or remind other people too, because we're all in the same boat. Romans 8, 38 and 39. And I guess I'll begin at verse 35 because it asks a question that I already asked you. Romans 8, 35 says this: can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Can anything ever separate us from God's love? Can anything, no matter what it is, can anything separate us from God's love ever? Feel better already? Feel better already? Whether we're here on earth, whether we're in heaven, God's love is there, right? So wherever we are, God's love is. Can anything ever separate us from God's love? Verse 38, and I am convinced. Nothing can change my mind. Convincing means this, that you're steadfast, that no matter what comes your way, no matter who says what or doubt or fear tries to assail us, we stay steadfast and we believe it to be a true statement, no matter what. I am convinced that nothing, that means no thing, nothing, absolutely nothing, nothing, got it? Nothing can separate us from God's love. Death can't, life can't, the angels can't, the demons can't. Our fears for today and our worries about tomorrow and even the powers of hell can't keep God's love away, because God is more powerful, right? Nothing can keep God's love away from us, ever. Nothing. Whether we are high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Drink that in for just a second. Hold on to that for just a second. If we're here on earth, we have God's love. If we're up in heaven or wherever heaven is, wherever, I don't know that it's spatial necessarily, but we look to the heavens, right? Because we humans do that. We look up thinking that's where heaven is. The kingdom of God, Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you, around you. Wherever we are, we have the capability of being loved by God, don't we? Does that give you a little bit of solace this morning? Nothing can separate you from God's love ever. Paul is preaching here while he's in jail, by the way. So he had a little bit of a situation going on. A problem. He was incarcerated. He was in chains. And yet he could still be convinced that even in that jail cell, even while he was shackled there, he knew God was with him. No matter what the circumstance externally was for him, he knew God's love was there with him. He was never, ever alone. And the reason he was put into jail in the first place was because he was professing God's love to other people. And the enemy didn't like that too well. Tried to stop it. But you can't stop love, can you? Love is a great disease to spread. If you're going to spread some, then let's spread some love. Let's spread some kindness. Let's spread some hope. Let's spread some faith. Let's spread some trust. Let's be convinced that no matter where we are, no matter what comes our way, and some of it may not be that great, just in case you didn't know that. I don't know anybody in here who maybe, anybody here never had a problem before? Anybody not struggle? Everybody's like, it's been easy peasy going through your entire life. Many of us have faced many, many obstacles, right? We'll continue to face them while we're on earth. In the world, we're going to have trouble. Jesus said that. But be of good cheer, because he's overcome the world, even. You've overcome everything that's happening, no matter what. So we can have faith, can't we? Can't we? All right. Because we're all in the same boat. Which boat are we in? The love boat. We're on the love boat. Here I am on the love boat, cruising through life. Oh, sorry. Let's turn to the book of Mark for just a second. I'm going to, you know, I look at anything that's happening sometimes, especially globally now with this coronavirus. It's an awful thing, and it's spreading, and there's lives have been lost, and there's so much fear and panic. And it's a storm, if you will, right? It's a storm. It's a storm that's happening. And for those of us that were here in Florida last year, we had a storm on its way coming to us, right? And the same kind of panic was happening. We ran out of toilet paper. Then, only it was plywood too. So this time, this particular kind of pandemic problem that we have, this storm that's coming upon all of the earth, it's a calamity, it's a problem, it's awful. But do we need to panic? We need to do some sensible things. Sorry, there won't be come and get a hug later. I'm sorry, I have to, you know, I'm preceding that. But I'm sending you my love. You know, when Jesus was on the earth, he too faced storms. Did you realize that? He was fully human, just like we are. He traveled with the disciples all the time. And he hung out with people that are just like you and me. Just like you and me. Had a lot of faith and trust in God. In the book of Mark, we see, as we pick up the story, we're going to pick up the story in chapter 4. And we're going to begin at verse 35. And I want you to know that in the preceding teaching that Jesus had with the disciples, he says that faith in God is like a mustard seed. And it's so teeny and small, and you only need is mustard seed faith, and it'll grow into something big, right? So this is what he teaches the disciples. I just want to give you that picture. And also, he was just with those disciples, telling them all about the kingdom of God and the power of God and all that kind of good stuff. So they were all filled up with faith, weren't they? Right? And then in the next verse it says, as evening came, Jesus said to his disciples, let's cross to the other side of the lake. He was already in the boat, so they started out. leaving the crowds behind, because he had done some miracles preceding this, by the way, and the disciples also saw that. And other boats followed behind. So it's Jesus in his boat, the love boat, right? And there's all these other boats following behind, wanting love. And here's what happens. Verse 37, but soon a fierce storm arose out of nowhere. High waves began to break into the boat until it was nearly full of water. What's going to happen now? They're in a storm, aren't they? All of a sudden it comes. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. I don't know if he snored or not. All I know is he was sound asleep. Why? He'd been preaching and teaching and performing miracles. He was also human. He needed a nap. So, by the way, it's okay to take naps. Yes. Even on the Sabbath. So he's asleep. Now, did he know the storm happened? He's asleep. He's obviously a deep sleeper, right? The boat's getting filled with water. He's sound asleep. It's so interesting, isn't it? Man can sleep through anything. Even one of my sermons, probably. Jesus was sleeping at the back of the boat with his head on a cushion. Frantically, they woke him up shouting, "Teacher, don't you even care that we're going to drown?" What's the first thing they think? Jesus and God doesn't care about him, right? Don't you realize you're sleeping and this is happening to us? We're in the middle of a storm. What are you doing? You ever wonder what God's doing sometimes when bad things are going on? We think God's asleep at the wheel. They had just seen miracles, right? But now they're faced with a storm. When reality hits sometimes, do we not do what the disciples do and start to freak out and panic? We go from on the love boat to, oh, freak out. There's another song that goes, oh, there I go. I got the back of the room doing the freak out song. Oh, freak out. On the love boat. You know what happens when you jump up in the middle of a boat? All of you get up. What's going to happen now? It's got water coming in, and now what's happening in the boat? Did you not just make matters worse right then and there? And don't rock the boat. Maybe that should be the title of the sermon. Listen, we're all in the boat together. Please don't start rocking it. I have a weak stomach. Don't you even care that we're going to drown? What are the disciples assuming? They're going to drown. Did they leave faith behind on the shore by chance? Trusting God? Convincing that no matter what happens, I will always be safe and I'll always have God and everything's going to work out to God's plan and God's going to take care of me. It was very short-lived, wasn't it? So there's hope for all of you then and all of us. It's okay to get afraid. It is. The problem is we don't want to say things like, don't you even care that we're going through this? God does care. God does care. And panicking is not going to keep us from drowning. Do you realize that too? It causes you not to think so well and do things that are maybe cause you more of a problem. Like suddenly if we all started panicking here, we start rocking the boat, somebody's going overboard, possibly. But watch what Jesus does. Now, I don't know how he does this, because I cannot wake up from a nap and not have a cup of coffee, but needless to say, when he woke up, he rebuked the wind and said to the water, "Quiet down." Now, you know, when you hear the word quiet down, even though you're talking to the wind and the water, who else is being quieted down, do you think? Everybody hearing that, the disciples, us. Quiet down. Sit down in your seat. You're going to get me sick. Suddenly the wind stopped, and there was a great calm. Jesus spoke to the wind. He spoke to the rain. He spoke to the rain. And he spoke to the disciples, and he said, quiet down. And suddenly there was calm, calmness in the storm. See, we can yell at the storm. We can scream at the storm. We can yell at God, and we can get all freaked out. Or we can go to God and say, hey, help us with this. That's what prayer is. Some of our prayers are a little more loud than others. We want to wake up God like God's asleep. Does it mean we're going to drown? Can we make matters worse by freaking out? We, if nothing else, we upset ourselves, don't we? And everybody else that's in the boat with us, right? See, fear is contagious. Fear is contagious. But so is hope. So is faith. So is trust. And that's what we can use a little more of right now, can't we? Those of us that are all in the same boat together. We need to calm down a little bit. Come to God in prayer. It isn't going to change a situation by freaking out, is it? God knows the day and hour of our death, does. So, that's up to God. God is sovereign. How I live my life matters now, does it not? Yes. Fear causes us fight or flight or freeze. Those are human emotions we all have. That's why fist fights are breaking out over toilet paper. Fight response. Flight response. Run away from everybody. Don't get near me. And it's okay to keep a safe distance, but we don't have to be afraid of people. Especially when it becomes a problem for what maybe their nationality is. People foolishly not even eating Chinese food today. Really? What? But that's what fear does. It's irrational. Irrational. Now, this healthy fear, I get it. What do you do with fear? You prepare for the worst and expect the. You just prepare calmly. Calmly. That's what faith looks like. That's what trust looks like. Calmness in the storm. Let's turn to some scriptures in chapter 6. I want to put them side by side because they're two stories of a storm and different things happen. So in one case, we see Jesus in the boat, right? So Jesus in your boat. Jesus is in your boat. So you're safe. Unless he's asleep. Unless you're asleep. Jesus is in your boat. So you're riding in the love boat together with Jesus, right? Let's go to this next part of the sermon here. Mark chapter 6, verse 45. Right after this, Jesus fed 5,000 people, just to kind of give you the context there, right? So we're seeing miracles happen, right? The disciples. Perfect. Immediately after this, Jesus made his disciples get back into the boat and head across the lake to Bethsaida while he sent the people home. Afterward, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. What keeps Jesus going as a human being? Prayer. What keeps us going as human beings? Prayer. Prayer changes things. Prayer works. If nothing else, prayer is a way for you to communicate to God your needs and you to feel more calm because you know God's working on it. It gives you peace, right? He goes away and he prays. He just had performed an awesome miracle. He had to get replenished. We all need replenishment. Even Jesus, in human form, he went to be with God in prayer. So that's what we must do as well. During the night, the disciples were in their boat out in the middle of the lake, rowing hard and struggling against the wind and the waves. So now guess where the disciples are? These guys have problems with the water. They're in another storm. Sometimes you feel like you go from one storm to the other. to the other, to the other. Does it feel like that sometimes in life? Right? One storm after another. So here they are again in a boat, in a storm. He saw they were in serious trouble, rowing hard and struggling against the wind and waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, he came to them, walking on the water. You notice what's happening here? In one situation, we see Jesus in the boat, he's asleep, and suddenly the wind and the waves come. And in the next situation, he's nowhere to be found, is he? They're all by themselves, right? In the boat. And a storm comes. But what does Jesus do? He walks across the water to do the same thing he did while he was in the boat the first time. Calm the sea, calm the wind, calm the waves, calm the disciples. So whether you're in the boat, the love boat, or you're away from God for whatever reason, you feel that in that moment. We get busy with work or wherever we might be, right? You got life going on, right? You're in a different place where you're not right in that presence of God, maybe, because your mind's on other things. And you run into a storm, what's God going to do? Come to you. Come to you. God sees everything that's happening in the entire world all the time. We call out to God and ask for help, don't we? Psalm 21 tells us this. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, maker of heaven and earth. That's where my help comes from. That's where my hope comes from. That's where my trust and belief in God, that nothing will ever separate us from his love. Back in chapter 4, after Jesus calms the wind and the waves, Jesus asks, why are you afraid? Do you still not have faith in me? And then they ask the question, who is this guy that can stop the wind and the waves? You see the humanness in this that I find? We see miracle upon miracle upon miracle, do we not? And we believe in God's power, do we not? And we know God is a healer, do we not believe that? Yes? Do you think God's love can solve and heal anything? Yes? Yes, we believe that. And when a storm comes, do we keep still believing that? Until we read the news? All I'm saying is this. We don't deny that there are problems in our world. I've lived through the AIDS crisis. I watched far too many people die of that disease. It was real. But you know what else was real? God's faithfulness, God's love, and God's salvation. Was true then, it's also true now. Salvation is for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Now, I think it's important that each and every one of us know where we're headed. There's one way to heaven, Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever believes in him shall not, but have everlasting life. Can anything ever separate us from God's love? Nothing? Nowhere? No person? Nada. Oh, look, I'm speaking another language, speaking in tongues. Nada, niet. Forget about it. Nothing can separate us from God's love. We're going through another storm worldwide right now. But God is still faithful. Whether we live or whether we die, I have no idea how that's going to happen. I can't tell you that. But I believe and trust in the power of God. That when any of us, if any of us do die, believing in Jesus Christ, he comes to us and he says, I've prepared a place for you. And when it's time, I'll come and get you so you could be with me. Wherever I am, I want you to be. We're all in the same boat. We're all going to end up in the same boat, just on a different shore, in a different place. because of Jesus Christ. We need to share that story with others, though. People need to know that there is life after death. There is eternal life, and it comes through Jesus Christ. Whoever has Christ has life. Whoever has Christ has love. Can anything ever separate us from God's love? You positive about that? So that's what you're going to share now, right? Hope, faith, trust, your testimony. If you've ever been through a storm and came out alive, okay, that's a testimony of God helping you. God will see us through this too. What we need now more than anything is faith and trust in God, to be calm, to know that all things work together for good for those who love God, and that there's nothing on heaven, on earth, or anywhere else that can ever separate us from that love. So we together can hope now, can't we? We can have faith now, can't we? We can have trust now, can't we? And when the storm is still raging, we can say, Jesus, wake up! And he'll say, quiet down. Trust me, I've got you. The Bible tells us also that Jesus, the Good Shepherd, nothing can snatch us out of his hand. So we are covered, all of us. We are in God's hands. And nothing can ever pull us away from that. That's what we want to hold on today to as well. So the question is, are you ready to stay in the boat with us? The love boat. And this, when one of us becomes afraid, we're going to say, hope now, believe now, trust now. God's got us. Let's be calm. And let's know that God's love will sustain us no matter where we are, on heaven, on earth, and everywhere else in between. In Jesus' name, amen.